second, five. Torreway, Northwest London. Kislev. Tuesday, the 8th of December, Chof Beis Kislev, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Haravel Yitzchok Eliezer, Brief Shlita on Inyona Ziyoma.
Can I start now?
Yeah.
He's asking which in Yuna Diyoma, Corona, Chanukah. Neither. to tell you the truth, I'm going to speak about Chanukah. And you got to know yesterday that something about Pearl Harbor. I won't speak about Pearl Harbor. It's in Yuna Diyoma, Pearl Harbor. It's the anniversary. Yesterday's there,
Pearl Harbor.
I want to speak about Greek culture. What was exactly the war between Misyavnim and the Yevunim and the Yidden? This will discuss. I'm not going into details. Before I start off, there's a very big problem about discussing history. One problem with discussing history is, and that is history. Because the Goyish history has been written from the history of the last few, from the beginning of thousands of years, was mainly written by Goyim. And it wasn't, they didn't write the Amosa truth. And just a little example, I'll give us a little thing which is recently. The Polish government has made a law that you're not allowed to say that the Polish people killed, had anything to do with the Holocaust, they did anything against the Yidden. I think I saw recently, one of the big Nazis called Joseph Stroop. He was the one, the Himmler, the Chmach Shemam, sent to, against the Warsaw Uprising. And one of the most famous pictures which were taken by the Nazis as they were killing Yidden was there because he wanted to show Himmler what a good job he did. So while he was doing it, they were taking pictures and they made the whole file, made it four editions. Himmler kept one, he kept one, another two, and then after the war they found two of them were still in existence, one in Poland and one is in America in a museum, which is very well kept. There he writes how he killed all the Yidden, how many Yidden he killed, everything. It's a very, very detailed report. He finishes off that report, telling, which is still in existence, he writes there about the Polish Goyim. Did they help or won't help to the Yidden? And he writes the Fetish there, the Polish Goyim are helpful, mamish, and anything we need, Yid can't get away once it falls into Polish, in the hands of the Polish Goyim. And they still rewriting history, and so think, okay, we don't do it. So nowadays, in the year 2000, and this documents everything which the Goyim have done, it's been, as the history has been rewritten wrongly, kolshken, things that were happened thousands of years ago, and the Goyim had interest in writing things differently, that we can't rely on their history. And that's why the historians bring this lie, and they're so mamish. What they say is 100% gerecht, and if keili dus is us, practically, we see nowadays with the Punim Sot, kolshken, those days are avada navada. That's one problem with the history which has been written by the Goyim, which might be can't rely on. Secondly, in the, what's it called, the Arztel gave actually years ago a book which is called History of the Jews. There's four volumes of it, it's four different volumes. One is two volumes. In the Hakdumah of that, they write like most historians say, that they've got no negias, they write the facts without anything. Even writing facts, which are true, there's two ways to look at it. So sometimes you see correct facts, but the way you look at it is often shtemes. They give a mushal, they give an example, which happened, which is the anniversary, I think yesterday was the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, as everybody knows, was when the Japanese bombed the American harbor, which was had all the airships there and everything. And that's what when America came into the war. And there was already a big, there was a lot of tension between America and Japan beforehand. And Japan sent a whole group of, what's it called?
Planes.
What?
Planes.
Not planes. No, they sent people, diplomatic people, to try to get the tension down. And while they were dealing with America, they bombed it. It was to get America away, that America shouldn't have that they're doing it. So that's the fact which was down. But you look in American history books, they wrote how it was the Falschkeit that they did to do such a thing. You look at the Japanese history books, they write, look what a clever thing they did to do it. That's a fact, is fact. But there's two ways to look at it. And that's why you see sometimes you can write Amos, but when you look at this Amal, you look at the Sun. So that's why you can't rely sometimes, because sometimes you see it, you put such a Slav or something, or such a Chassun or something. Well, it might be true, but it's just looked at it a different point of view. Kolshkin with a Goyim wrote it and got the Torah de Gashkufan on it. It's Avada and Avada, we can't rely. That's why they bring Rayas, King Chazal, King Deis, with all the Zachen, all these Rayas, others outright faults. Other, it's been distorted, they looked at it in a different way. That's why a lot of this can't be relied on. A little small thing which I saw, I went onto the internet, the Wikipedia, and I wanted to look about the Hellenists. So they wrote there that even some of the Chachma Yisrael were also Hellenists. So they bring a raya, what the raya? Antigonus Ishtoich, he must have been a Hellenist. How do you know that? Because Antigonus is a Greek name. So if he was called Antigonus, it must be he was a Hellenist. Get the raya. Zwei Sachen. Eschens, how's right? Maybe his father was a Hellenist, and he gave the name. That's number one. But how can you bring a raya that he's a Hellenist because he had this name? Maybe his father, he just kept it then. That's bullshit. Point number one. Point number two is there's a famous Chazal, but the story with Alexander Moikton, that came to Tzitzrul, and he wanted to make churav the Shilayim, because the Shemroinim, they massed the malshin against him, they came to the Shilayim, and Shimon HaTzadik went to be Mekal Punim, and when he saw him, he bowed down to him, and he wanted to put a pesel in the Besamigdash, he wanted to put an idol in the Besamigdash, and he asked him not to. I don't remember, I didn't look up the Gemara now. The Gemara finishes off it's a famous thing that he promised him that instead, if he wants his name to be remembered, we'll give all our children this year, we'll give a name Alexander, which is a Macedonian name. It wasn't a Yiddish name. And they did it. So it could have been the same thing happened to Antigonus. Imagine he had some problem with somebody called Antigonus there. And the only way to get around him was to have all the children named Antigonus. So how is Uriah that he was the head of this because he's called Antigonus. So that's why, because then how things get distorted in the both of them, and Beg Dries, some king against the Torah, and it's. We know that the Amos is Chazal, when they said something, it's 100% true. This Chistim, the Amos League of people, said things with Riach HaKodesh, so we know what they say is 100% true. So now, I want to start a whistle, Zugan. Speak about, everybody knows, the Chazal say that you don't have to learn Chachmas Chatzonis. What is that? I'm not going to particulars, Mamish. Just Arim Radin, the thing. Before we start about Chachmas Chatzonis, there's a Ramban. Ramban in Bereishis speaks about the Keshas, the rainbow. The Irish said, I'll bring a rainbow when the Eden, when the people in this world are not, or should have had a marble, and they. So I'll bring a rainbow. Oisi b'ayne b'naychem. So he asked, the rainbow is a natural thing. When it's wet and the sun shines, it's natural. The same thing you say. He writes, you take light on a glass. You see it. You see a rainbow. So it's the Amr Zukter, the Irish made it, but he writes there Dalton. We have to believe the Yevunim, Shemelat Hashemesh Ba'ad Halach, when the sun shines on water, on something that's those, Yakeshes Betolde, it must bring a rainbow. The Teretz says the Eibishter made the Teva, and the Eibishter made it, and the Eibishter made it, I should bring, I should do this, so the Eibishter will show us. It doesn't mean that it's an us. By nice these words, we have to believe the Yevunim who did science and they said it. So it's Zeit Meferish, the Heilige Rambam, who's one of the biggest Rishonim, writes Meferish that if they say something which is true, we believe them. The same thing, the Drusha Saram. The Ram says the same thing. So the Imam Shemal, of course, and I'll read out. The Inyan Akashas. It's about the rainbow. Ein Sufik, there's no Shazeh Hamara. That this rainbow, he poil tivi, it comes, it's a natural thing. When the sun shines on wet, on something wet, like the Ramban says, Shal Krachaini, Yeshulin, Hoydus, Mazel, Dibrat, Zofia, Levunis, in your Michish, Nikla Hakish, Achish, things that affect, we can't say it's not true. And this thing, we know, so it's Kanizam, as Dustus Azak, Gait, Kulum Gaasset, Zachem Shafakt, Somnish Kumnish Gaasset. Notice then, what is the thing? This the point of Yevunim, which was their philosophy was why? First, why? There's two ways of looking at the things: how and why. How does it work? How it works? Chachitaka the Yevunim, they brought in before the Yevunim, the Goyim were very low class. They didn't think anything. The Yevunim came along. And they brought in philosophy, and they brought in people thinking. They started thinking, and they saw. They started thinking about science, about all these things. Yes, thinking about science. There's two ways to think about science. There's one way of thinking about science: is how does it work? Why is the buildings fall down and it doesn't go up? That is the gravity. So they know how it works. Same thing: electricity, everything, how it works. But why? Why the Yevunim think why? So they came to the Skuna, there's no Eibishter, there's no Bashefa, there's no nothing, and they came, it must have happened this, it must have happened that, and that's how they came to all these things. This is Chokhmas Yevunim, which is Usa, which is not allowed to think, not allowed to study, not allowed to do it. But why it works, and how it works, Zecha Adarava, it can be very practical. That's why it's got nothing to do with Chokhmas Yevunim, which is Chokhmas Yevunim. And it didn't. It's not against the Torah in Yansen. There's the whole Teva. I don't know if you know. There's a famous historical thing which happened in England. It was in 1705. That's over 300 years ago. Happened here in England. The roof of the Swedish killer was not Swedish killer then yet. Was called the Duvid Niyato. He was a Moedig Erech Yid, and he was a philosopher, and he gave a Drusha Shabbos that Elekim, Hashem Elekim, is 86, Bigamatria Hateva. So people said, Apikoiris. And this was a big fight in the Kinner, the rumors of Apikoiris. It says that the Irish is Teva is not, the Irish is not Teva. So the end was, they wrote to the Chacham Tzvi, and they asked him about God Shiva and Chacham Tzvi, and he writes it and explains himself what he said. Chacham Tzvi said, Pink Faket, Adarav, what you said is 100% right. And it's Adarav, the whole Teva, the Kim made the Teva. The Teva is not a natural thing which out the Eibishter. The Eibishter controls the Teva, it's part of the Eibishter. There was a whole fight here, and they wanted to put him in the Chayim, and Chacham Tzvi is hung on him, Pink Faket. What he said is Emerson to Gatoya. I saw a very interesting medrash. There's a medrash, which is a medrash in Shir HaShirim. Famous story, Shlomo HaMelech became king, and he had a chulam, had a dream. The Eibishter came to him, was a Nevi, it wasn't just a dream. The Eibishter asked him, what do you want? So he said, I want to have knowledge to be able to understand the Torah, and to be able to mishmet be'amas. So the Eibishter said, the Pusik, Chochma sha'altu, he asked Chochma, knowledge, v'loy sha'altu oishen, and chusim, not richness, not, he didn't ask to be able to fight your sonim. The Eibishter said, I swear, that I'll give you Chochma, I'll give you everything. So he woke up, Umar Rabbi Yitzchak. He woke up and he saw straight away that the whole chulam is not just a chulam, it's an avir. And he was heard a donkey outside, and on some way he says, heard a bird, and he understood what they said. So he went up to the Semigdash and he brought kabunas. Umar Rebbe Luzer, Mikam, from this medrash we say that from this mass we see she'oisim seida regam reshutayda. Hashem made a great seida. After he got to know all this, he made a seida regam reshutayda. We came down now. How does it come regam reshutayda? What's got to do with regam reshutayda? He made a seida because he done the Eibush that he became so clever. What's got to do with regam reshutayda? So I saw the Mepharshim explain Zayah Pushit because till he knew everything, he didn't understand. He had always this deepness in Torah which he didn't understand. Only if you know what the whole table, the whole bria, he understood everything, all the chachmas, all the bria. So now he understood the Torah 100%. So that he made the seder the gomer shel Torah. Adarav, all this chachma is beitzim the gomer shel Torah. So Torah is a Torah. It helps to understand the Torah. It's adarav samal. In simply the Gru shout out to Zelbazach, the Gru writes that the whole tachas of the Chochmah is to understand all Zachunah, to understand Torah, to understand the deepness of the Torah, to go to the Oymek HaTorah. I remember when most of you still remember it, that Dan Kukovitsky, Dan Gesintenstark, was one of my first introductions to Golden Screen. I remember when I came, he made years ago, it must have been 40 plus years ago, he made an exhibition of the meluchas, of the Lamatas meluchas. He made a weaving machine, all the types of how to do most of the Lamatas meluchas. And he made the first exhibition he made here in Monk's Hall. And I remember coming to Stamatil, I was a boy, a mitzvah boy, and I came there, I saw it. And I remember giving a shiur, and he said, "The more you do a thing, that you see it, mamash, the Gemara says, what weaving is and all these things are. And you see the Rishonim say, if you do this and this, you chayav at melucha. Then you find the Achronim saying, big, that loy l'Achronim. They'll understand. Why is it this? What's the shots that I've been striking? So he went into it, he traveled around the world to find all types of weaving machines. In this country, in that country, everywhere, and then he went to backward countries where he found all this, and he took a gazane. In the times there were still places where still the things were showing him, that it was a different type of weaving, a different type of machine. Then he understood that where he went to today, he saw this, and he said, "Mamash machloikis and rishonim, machloikis and rishonim," and things he didn't understand was all because of chasudim. They didn't know how the machine looks because they looked at their times, especially how nowadays. Who knows what weaving is? Who knows what all these things and farming, all these things, people not don't live with it. And if you live with it, you understand what's going on, you understand Chazal, you understand the whole Torah. It's much a practical thing. To understand the Torah, you have to know this knowledge. It makes a big difference now. Look at practically, push it. And there's a famous the Rambam. In Yehuds the Sodah Torah, writes, "How do you, the purpose of mitzvah, ask the behaftos Hashem Elokeichu? How do you come to behaftos Hashem Elokeichu?" So Rambam writes these words in Rambam Halacha: "Bishu she is born in Udom. A person will look and think into it. The ma'asot the bria from the fluam hagdoilim. The yirem hanchach musa shein the erech b'ainkaitz, and they see the chachma in the whole bria." Mamash, it's unbelievable. This is Tzibrang and Ha'avos Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. It brings Kim Tos, as all this Chochma, if you look at it the right way, Nishna, it's not a steer to Avodas Hashem. It's not only a help, it brings where you come to Ha'avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, you understand it, because you see how the Kagavaltik, the Boy Mishlan is. I saw from somebody brings down. From an English, he was a, what his name was, he wrote a theory how about evolution, if it could be possible or not.
Darwin.
Against Darwin. You know him, against Darwin.
Against Darwin.
Against Darwin. So, somebody here in England. So here with this. And he writes that they found that everything happened by itself. So he writes that the chance to happen such a thing, that upon every atom, everything should be with such a precise thing, and others as Zanos and Pinkler, all things, it's the chance, it's 1, 2, 3 times, I'm going to say it in this. That means you have to make 123 notes, and then one, but that's the chance of a thing should happen by itself with such a precise Pinkler has happened, the fluid sub-oiler. So the Beitzim, and he quotes Isaac Newton, and Isaac Newton writes the Farish, that the more you think into it, you'll see that the Eibishter is, the whole Gria brings to the Eibishter. It brings you, shows you, there's a Hashem here, because it's such a precise, everything is so gewaltig, how everything works, the whole, I'm not speaking the whole stack, the whole system, the whole world. Think every little thing, how much in the whole person, one person itself, from the machines, the breathing, the seeing, the eating, the everything, the sweating, others, the hair, the skin, how much everything's got all these atoms and molecules, others, that it brings you such a gewaltige harvest, Hashem. You see what is happening.
Sifkin has a book, the Gospel.
Who?
Nathan Sifkin.
And the other brothers.
He's a young rogue, an Ezra. He has a whole book of the science of terror, it's called Goose Through Everything.
Because I'll tell you, because the court now, as we got to dealing with the Ofsted and the government about learning, so the official guideline, which is from the government, is that you're not allowed to teach, in religious studies, you're allowed to teach about Torah. But if you're speaking, if you teach them during the science studies, you're not allowed to say that evolution, that is scientific, but you're not allowed to say the Torah is scientific. You can say the Torah is a theory and the evolution is scientific. That's what it's official in the government documents. I saw that. You don't have to say it, because this is, it doesn't even make sense. But as well as they want it, because if Hashem built made the world, then in that case you have to listen to him. If he didn't build it, it came out itself, you can do what you want. But they write, official law in England is that you're not allowed to teach children in science lessons that the Torah is true. But you're not to say evolution is true, but not allowed to say the Torah is true. You say it's a theory, but not true. Well, it depends. Right, just those of the but now I want to bring out a bit of faket. Not only is all the science, is not only a steer at the Torah, if you really prove it, as I want to say, you really look at it brings the biggest nunkite, and the truth of the Torah brings out the truth. And everybody knows Rabbi Miller, he's busy with apples and oranges. That's his theme non-stop. And he brought him Moed at the minute. Other Rabbi, it brings, when you look into everything, into every pile, and how it works, the color, and the taste, everything, it's involving the fluid subboiler. You see how involving it is. This is just a bit like Duma, we've got much time to go, about the history. I wanted to get about the thing. Sizdu, I'll say now a little thing. I was teaching, I've got a school, the Plenum Girls School I've got, and the teachers asked me about teaching the Greek culture. So I gave a little shiur there about it. So I told the teachers, the children, that we know the Svurim bring down, there's four things. There's Toiv, things which are eternal good, it's Be'etz and Git, through and through. Then there's Moyo, things I wouldn't say which is good, but useful. Then there's Musik and Urait, things which are sweet. Doesn't useful, but it's enjoyable. And then there's Ra. It's the famous dismissals will all bring it down. So I said the same thing. The Torah we know is Toiv. That's the truth. That's the amnesty good, the eternal good. And somebody learns Torah and mitzvahs, and there's nothing in the world hits Torah and mitzvahs which is be'emes true and should be'emes good. It might be helpful, but not good be'emes. Then you've got Moyel. Moyel, a lot of sciences is Moyel. Medicine is Moyel. Physics. My cars, electricity, everything is moil. It can help you. You build houses, you can build roads, you build cars. Everything is moil. It helps a lot, which is a gewaltig Sache. And then you've got music, things which are sweet, and which this is one of the points which I brought out. The Greek culture was very much, two points to the Greek culture. One point of the Greek culture, how they came to the whole thing. They Be'etzim, Torah is this world is not a. The Olam Haba is a tachlis. This world is a proizda. It's not a tachlis by itself. Whereas the Olam Haba is the tachlis. But the Yevunim, Olam Hazeh was a tachlis. This world is tachlis. So they looked at it, how can we enjoy this world more? By its Yidin, the tachlis is not this world. The tachlis is just a proizda to be able to koina Olam Haba. But by the Yevunim, it's this tachlis. In that case, the whole idea is how to enjoy this world, even not things which are not good, and even things which are not te'eles, no tachlis, but enjoyable, they put their whole mind into it. That's why sports, beauty, arts, which is be'etzem, it's got no, it's music, it's sweet, it's enjoyable. Be'etzem, it's got no te'eles, pashas, but we'll go to this, no pashas, no te'eles, but it's got, it's enjoyable. So that's why, that's one of the places where the Torah culture, the Greek culture, clash. Why? Because there, musik is nishkazach. But I'm not saying it's completely because it's a nice night. Somebody builds a smadrish, a nice house, a nice smadrish, or music, or art, which is the Torah Hashem. It's a vadigit. But even less than that. Let's say somebody needs a holiday, needs a good, enjoyable holiday, which is other than a Torah Hashem. He can rest, he can have korev. Torah is not against enjoying life if it's got a tachlis in it. But enjoying life, Hashem enjoying life, or the those which sports is baits have got no tachlis whatsoever. Sports is just you see somebody fighting on a ball, which got it's just identified. You could identify with this thing, you can identify with the other. It's got baits and got no tailors at all. This is baits, this is sports, this is Olympics, this is baits of proper Greek culture, which is against the Torah. It's only music's got no tailors whatsoever. And then there's Ra is, which they brought in very lot, a Picassus, they brought in Aroyas, they brought in, or Avodah Zarah, which the Greek culture brought in very lot, which is based on Mishnah, it's got no Te'elis, but you speak, it's just wrong, and asof. I want to finish up with a little thing, which is Gaya Chanukah now, this a historical thing. Al Be'etzim, we see these things recurring the whole time, it happens. Be'etzim, the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Greeks, it was Alexander Merton, which is a Megunian, when he was he had the Greek culture, he believed in the Greek culture, he was in the Talmud of Aristo, and he was a big, he believed very often in it. He came to Tzrul, and Tzrul was captured, and they tried to put the Greek culture into the Am Yisrael. The Eitz of the Yidden, as long as it didn't interfere with Yiddishkeit, the Yidden accepted it. They didn't have their own kingdom, and then they started the fearing. And what happens into something? Think it was just one person. They had to pay taxes, and the Kohen Gudel was called Kohen Yoli. He gathered the taxes, and there was once he had the whole parsha with the king to send it, not to send it. Exactly what happened, and they needed somebody, a diplomat, to go to the king and work out about the money. So there was somebody called the person Yosef ben Tovia. He was one of the elite. He was a Messiaen, one of the Hellenists. He went there, and instead of helping the Eden, he quickly understood how to make money and how to get power. And he became the person who collected the taxes. He became the tax collector from all the Eden and from the going around. And he took armies with him to help him collect. And that's how. And he not only did he collect the money and he wrote the Eden. He did the same thing, and he brought in the Greek culture. The Yidden needed something, and Askin came along, and he thought about himself, and he brought the whole Klal Yisrael to a matzav where it was till they came to the Yevunim, till they came to the Hashmonaim, they had to have a fight, physical fight, to fight off the Yevunim. So it happens lighter too many times. These things, you see, a person comes in and he does things, and then things just. He changes things, and things turn. They start to them. They're following the Gedolim of Israel. They see it. They haven't got the Negias. And people always say, "Yo, those who don't understand, Gedolim of Israel have got the Negias." It's not true. It's, we see that the whole history. Where they listen to the Gedolim of Israel, the Gemara brings a story. Shlomo Tzion Amalka, that time, they listened to the Gedolim of Israel, and that there was the most biggest Hatzluch and Klal Yisrael depth kefir when they listened to it. I say, help, we should take out the lesson of the Yevunim and the Chashmonaim. And Chanukah, and we should have a freilich and rechtige Chanukah.
Amen. Waarom heb je die begrepen? Zeven jaar. Hoe ze de geheim hebben. We hebben geheim. Gewoon deze is voor je. Waarom is het mangoeren?